right, welcome back everyone to the Golf Unfiltered podcast. I'm your host, Adam Fonseca from golfunfiltered.com. You can follow me all over social media, either at Adam J. Fonseca on Twitter or at Golf Unfiltered. And today I am very excited to welcome on a very special guest, Dr. Zach Gould. He is the founder of Dr. Golf Global, as well as a lead strength and conditioning coach over at Wales Golf. Dr. Gould, it was so nice for you to reach out, and I'm glad that we were able to connect. How are you today?
Yeah, no problem at all. Massive pleasure and privilege to come on. All good. It's 8 p.m. here in the UK. So we've had a busy day. We've actually moved offices today. Busy day here at HQ, if you like. Pleasure to come on and look forward to talking with you.
Obviously, listeners know that we just finished the Masters. We're right in the middle of our health and wellness series, so to speak, here on Golf Unfiltered. Before we get into Dr. Golf Global, why don't you let our listeners know a little bit about your background?
Yeah, so I suppose a brief insight into who I am, and I suppose my whole DNA really is golf. I started off as a player, like many people who have ambition to be one of the best golfers in the world. Started at a very young age of six, very introverted as a young junior golfer. So I think that's why I gravitated more towards golf, because it's a sport you can go and play for hours and hours on your own, and you can get as good as you want to get ultimately. I was very fortunate enough in my sort of junior going into my senior career where I had the opportunity to represent my country on many occasions. Also played for Great Britain in something called Jack Legees, where we go and play against Europe in a head-to-head match play. And I'm also fortunate enough to have some experience in the States, where I played in the Junior Ryder Cup in 2004. So anybody who has looked at the history, and it might be a little bit more transparent now, because I played against Tony Finau there and actually successfully beat Tony Finau, but Rory McIlroy was also in that team as well. So I was around a lot of strong pedigree as a young junior golfer, and compared against Danny Willett, who won the Masters a few years ago, obviously Tony Finau, Rory McIlroy. I suppose our careers took many different directions, really. At age 16, left school, which you can do here, and wanted to pursue a career in golf. I actually went on a recruitment trip with Rory to East Tennessee State University. Coach Warren, Fred Warren at the time, was looking to recruit both of us. In the end, we didn't go. Neither of us went. But I went out to look at Augusta State. So I've got some taste of some American golf as well. But long story short, I decided to pursue a career in playing instead of studying, which is, I suppose, quite funny and ironic now, because I went on to complete a PhD within strength and conditioning for golf. But I don't see myself as that natural academic. It was just kind of from passion, really, which I suppose I'll get on to. But age 18, McIlroy, Danny Willett actually went off to college in the States, and Tony Finau, but they pretty much went straight onto the European Tour. And I got to 18, and lots of my peers had kicked on, and I suppose plateaued. And it didn't come from a lack of effort. It came from a lack of infrastructure around me, really. Not enough coaching, not enough strength and conditioning support, not enough psychology support. Consequently, I went on a quest then to try and almost rebuild my game. And like many, I suppose, golf coaches now who are in the industry, I burnt out at 20. Mm-hmm. And I really then took a passion towards fitness and golf. Went back to my old high school, did some more studying, ended up going to university. And this is in around 2010. And I suppose, when we look at the history of golf fitness, Gary Player and Palmer and stuff like that have done bits. But, Tiger Woods really transformed the way in which people approached fitness and golf, really turned it into an athlete sport. Into around 2010, I still felt like it was a thing people wanted to do, not necessarily needed to do. Fast forward now to 2023, all the best players in the world are doing it. Right. So now it comes down to who's doing the right stuff. Do you know what I mean? Is it high level? And it's also having a big impact on your everyday golfer. Your 15 handicap, or maybe 50 years of age and wants to play a bit better or a bit longer. They're starting to see the benefits of it. I know you've recently covered, the Netflix series. All of that stuff is really powerful for a company like us now, because in essence, it's showing what the best players in the world do, and it's creating appetite down the ladder. So yeah, fast forward and then went on to complete a PhD within strength and conditioning for golf. I recognized there was a huge need, or I suppose a need slash want in the market. So we created Dr. Golf Global in 2018, the online health club for golf, where we currently have over 10,000 users on our application, 11,000 now, where they come on and they can access yoga for golf, mobility for golf, and get one-to-one training programs. But the whole aim really is giving someone some fitness solutions towards their passion. We all got a similar passion towards golf. And if we can make you a little bit fitter, move a little bit better, hopefully we can make you play better, but keep you in the game for longer. So a little whistle-stop tour. There's many little stories in around my golf, sure, and my research, my coaching, and Dr. Golf. But yeah, that's a bit of an overview of who I am and what got me here to date.
So a couple of things that you mentioned there, which I find really fascinating. And first and foremost, obviously, a lot of entrepreneurs like yourself, especially in the health and fitness realm, you notice something from your own experience where I think you even mentioned there was something that was lacking that you noticed. And so you wanted to go into that. What were you noticing that was lacking from your playing career in, as far as health and fitness?
I think you're right, really. A lot of like entrepreneurs, it comes from pain. A lot of it. We've all experienced pain in some capacity, whether that's failure, whether that's physical pain. And they're some of the big drivers, really. And like I said, my whole identity, even still in a way, is to be one of the best golfers in the world. All right, that's not happening, but I've put it towards golf fitness. And I suppose some of the challenges I had, I didn't have the right information and the right people around me at the time. To say, look, Zach, you know, you're a talented young golfer. You need to do X, Y, and Z to give yourself the best opportunity. And it's very much the same with golf fitness. Yes, it's growing, and it is even bigger in the US compared to the UK. But it's still hard for people who are maybe based in the middle of nowhere to access people who have that golf expertise that's linking it to training. Mm-hmm. It is growing. Do you know what I mean? TPI and so on are really growing, like the certification route and various things. But it's still hard for people to access golf-related trainers. And that's where, you know, we work with, I know you mentioned Wales Golf. We also work with Golf New Zealand, who are based the other side of the world. We work with a number of counties and districts here in the UK. So what we've done, we've put on a platform that's accessible to golfers anywhere. And that's the whole point, really. And I suppose there's two philosophies. You can access it anywhere. And what I'm really passionate about is, can we support golfers when we're not with them? Because we've all had golf lessons. It's great for the hour. You go away, you forgot what they say. You're not quite sure if you're doing it right. Whereas because it's all digital services, you know, we got over 2,500 videos on our platform. They're all well coached, well recorded. So you're being coached, and then you can message us or a member of our team at any point and get feedback or coaching and on-demand support. So there's two burning things about me: accessing great information anywhere in the world and getting support, 24/7.
So that access, that 24/7 access, you know, having the ability to go and look at organized programs to better yourself, that's really the backbone of DrGolfGlobal.com, isn't it?
Yeah, it's exactly that, really. It's this structured and semi-structured sort of training programs. So just to give, I suppose, your listeners a bit of a visual, a good way of describing it, it's like Peloton for golf minus the bike. So you can literally, you can have a golf club, you can put it on your TV screen at home, you can click on, you can say I'm going to do a 30-minute mobility or flexibility class for golf, or a 60-minute yoga routine. I can copy one of the instructors just by clicking play, basically. Or you might say, actually, I got a specific goal. I need someone to hold me accountable. I want to improve this in my golf swing. I want to improve this in my body. And then I'll do a one-to-one bespoke training program that's going to help tick those two boxes.
It's an incredible format. We have a Peloton at home. And so you're speaking to someone who's very well aware, right? And so what I really find interesting about DrGolfGlobal.com is exactly what you said. I mean, you can go in, it's on-demand training for everything, as you mentioned, yoga to golf swing to, you know, just overall fitness. And when I have guests on the show, especially in your industry from sport fitness, golf, we've always joked, is really a personification of life, right? Where, you know, whatever we do on the golf course, you find the true person on the golf course, right? Well, I think fitness, and let me know if you agree, fitness is really something that you can You can work hard to strengthen your golf game in every sense of that word, but it really filters into your everyday life too, doesn't it?
Exactly that. So I suppose one in my mindset, one don't work without the other. So for example, I could work with someone and make their body, you know, move really well, great flexibility, nice and strong. But then if they're in poor golf tuition or they don't quite understand what they're doing in their golf swing, they might not maximize how capable their body is because they're technically inefficient. The caveat to that, so the flip side, is actually I could be getting some really good technical information, but if I'm restricted, it could be in rotation or in my hips or posture, then I'm going to either compensate, which could lead to other things, injury risk, poor performance, etc., or I'm going to plateau. I'm not going to quite reach my true potential. So what's really important, and like you've said, really, if we can make you fitter and stronger, yes, it's going to help improve your golf. Hopefully you live a bit longer, you have lower body composition, I mean, you feel better, improve your confidence. So it's two birds and one stone. And regardless, it's going to help you in life, as you mentioned. So there's loads of positives towards it. And I know, you know, I think post-COVID, people tend to now are way more self-conscious about their health and fitness. So it's growing. But I think with the influence of Netflix and the best players in the world, I think people are saying, actually, this is going to help my golf as well. So then you're motivated. I'm down there, I want to play, and then you're more motivated to train as well.
Something I'm always interested in is, and you mentioned the Netflix series where we see, you know, Rory, we see all the greats, you know, Brooks and everyone else in the gym, multiple scenes within that documentary series. And that's, of course, the professional side of the game. I always wonder and would love your opinion on the typical amateur golfer lifestyle. I mean, you know what I mean? People go out, they'll pick up a few beers at the turn. They'll eat a couple hot dogs. Maybe, you know, it's not the healthiest of lifestyles all the time, but that is something that it sounds like your service can really help us address if we truly want to improve.
Yeah. And again, you know, I'm very real. I don't want to paint something that isn't actually happening. It's a funny thing in golf because there still has this perception that it's an old man's game. You can have a beer belly, you could be out of shape and you can play till you're 60, 70, which is still true. And there's a couple of things I think about. There's very few sports in the world that you can play till you're 60 and 70. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the longer you live, the more likely you're going to gain weight and the more likely you're going to maybe look out of shape. And golf's one of those sports that kind of highlights that because we see golfers in their 60s and 70s, of course, we're going to start to see people overweight and so on. But I genuinely think, you know, more education, more awareness. I think my generation, you know, I'm 34 years of age now. Mm-hmm. And you look, you know, any sort of high school in the UK, 18-year-olds are coming out with a Gymshark clothing on, the Under Armour clothing on. They're all in shape. They're all going to the gym. And now that didn't really happen when I was 16, 17, 18. But it's happening now with this younger generation. So over time, I'm predicting a shift. How long that takes, we don't know. But there's still so much benefit to have if you are in your 50s and 60s and you want to just make that step forward. What we're saying is, well, this is what you're passionate about, golf. I'm just going to add a little bit of fitness, which is really going to help you. So even if you're one of those people that don't like to go and exercise, hopefully the motivation of improving your golf is going to get you there.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Definitely. Well, and it's been a rough 3 years for everybody, right? I mean, we've all kind of been stuck indoors early on in the pandemic. I know, speaking for myself, I'm 40 and my body just went, right? Like I wasn't moving around. I wasn't going out as much. I wasn't exercising as much. And I think many of us are just learning to become active again, certainly over the last year. And now at least here in the United States, where I'm located, golf season is just starting for us. And let's face it, many of us aren't going to take the time to stretch before we play a round of golf, right? And so injuries happen. How does remaining fit and having a a fitness conscious approach reduce injury?
Yeah, so yeah, we lots of people talk about performance, but you know, you made a very valid point there. I suppose the most important thing is if we can reduce the risk of injury and keep people playing for longer. In terms of their sort of lifetime, is a big win. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, there's loads of methods. For example, you know, if a PGA Tour pro came, this might be the ideal. But if you're just playing at the weekends, if you're doing something 10, 15 minutes a day, it is going to help. Do you know what I mean? If you now work at home instead of working in the office and you're much more sedentary, let's try and do 10, 15 minutes of flexibility throughout the day, which is then going to improve your posture, help your hips, help your spine. So that is going to help you potentially move a little bit better, reducing the risk of injury. Also, if we get stronger, there's lots of, I suppose, misconceptions around if I want to reduce the risk of injury, I must stretch. In my world, if I want to make something stronger, I don't want to make it more bendy. I want to make it more durable. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just going and doing some good sort of basic gym routines, you know, for only 30 minutes is really going to help. But as you've highlighted, and again, I'm very aware of the culture of golf. We all get out on the first tee early. We just walk, out of the car, straight on the first tee. There's no warm up. We've all been there. It takes us 6 holes to warm up. Then we get into the round. We start playing quite good. We 3-putt the last and shoot one over our handicap, and we blame the last hole, not the first 6 holes. So, you know, and I've been there myself and I've seen it, you know, thousands of times. But we've created, for example, some really easy stuff where we got something called the Simple Six. 6 exercises, 6 minutes. You don't have to go on the floor. All you need is a golf club. You could literally set it up in the house just before you go, click play. You know it's only 6 minutes. And, you know, you can do some full body stretches and activation exercises. That's going to help prepare you when you step on the first tee. So I'm trying to overcome those barriers and make it more accessible, because I know people are not going to spend 20, 30 minutes warming up. Let's make it a little bit more accessible and realistic.
In terms of accessibility, one of the hangups and obstacles, and I fall victim to this, is the lack of exercise equipment. And if I understand correctly, you don't require much equipment at all to do your programs.
No, and that's another thing. And again, I know we mentioned COVID. Like our train-along classes were born out of COVID. And, you know, everybody was at home. Nobody had equipment at that point. Now everybody's kitted out in their garages and their, you know, downstairs bedroom, the downstairs rooms and different things. So people do have access to equipment. But again, we recognized that was a big barrier. People want to do something. They want to get up at 7 in the morning, do some exercise. They don't have a gym at home, blah, 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 blah. So all of our on-demand classes, and we got over 1,500 on-demand classes that range from 10-minute warm-ups through to 50, 60-minute routines, all you need is a golf club. So it removes that barrier. Do you know what I mean? Some stability, some core-based stuff, some flexibility, even some power-based stuff that you can do. Don't get me wrong. If you want something really specific, you might need access to certain bits. But what we really tried to do is remove that barrier, and you can do all of our train-long classes with a golf club.
Now, you offer multiple entry points to your programs. I know that you start off with a free program, but you also have different tiers.
Yeah. So, and this is genuine. My whole passion was to create the world's best golf fitness free product. I know that sounds bizarre. I was very confident, you know, embedding all of my golf experience, then all my PhD academic research stuff and coaching experience. I was very confident we could deliver on the performance level, but I still recognize people want to have a bit of a flavor for what you want to offer. And I was, I suppose, sick to death of going online and people try and sign you up to these eBooks that just add no value at all. And I didn't want to be that company. So we offer a fantastic freemium product, which is lifetime access to our application.
Wow.
You get a home workout every single week, which might be a hip flexibility routine, a posture routine, a spine mobility routine, which changes every single week. We update them each week. There's a gym workout routine, which might be muscle building, strength, power. And you get access to one of our classes every week, which might be a 30-minute yoga, 30-minute senior class. And we update these every week. And you might say, and people genuinely say this to us, Zach, you know, your free product is really good. How do you make money? How is this a business, et cetera? And I was like, look, I understand where this is in the market. I really want to give people some value when they come onto our platform. There's 10,000 people inside our online community, so we're talking about golf clubs, the new rules, the you know whether the new balls fair, etc., etc. So there's that golf side, but also now they're in a like-minded community where they can access some really good quality stuff for free. I suppose to be again very transparent, if you need more, that's where the more premium products come in. Our on-demand classes, like I said, 1,500. It's £9 a month. I haven't done the conversion into dollars. Or they might want a one-to-one bespoke program where, there's a consultation process. You send us videos of your golf swing. We understand what your goals are. We want to know what equipment you have access to, your injury history, etc. And we really work with you on a one-to-one basis to make sure you get the right program to help you achieve your goals. But more importantly, the right support and accountability. Because we've all been there. I could write the best training programs in the world. If nobody does them, mm-hmm. then they're worthless ultimately. So we got some really good, robust servicing methods that help boost your motivation. Because that's the aim of the game, right? To consistently do this over time. And that's where, coming to work with us on a one-to-one basis is, to be transparent, where we are from a business perspective. But that's where the real value is then to people coming on our platform.
Listeners, once again, you can follow Dr. Gold on social media, including Twitter at Dr. Golf Global. Is this a program that is reserved only for advanced players, or can anyone of any skill level benefit from this?
Nope. This is so, I suppose an example I always give is people come in front of, fitness coaches or people like myself. The initial first step is because they want to improve their golf. So in my mind, whether you're a PGA Tour pro, a single figure handicapper or 18 handicapper, from a fitness perspective, we pretty much all start in the same place because, there's DP World Tour players that use our platform. It doesn't mean they're expert in fitness. They're just good golfers. Right. So for me, it actually comes down to like your training history and your training age and your training experience. So that's what's going to determine the level of programming. So if you're new to exercise, which the majority of people are, excluding now how good you are at golf, most people are new to exercise. That's where we start the level of programming. Where the playing ability comes in, you might be having golf lessons. So and we can tweak the exercises and just make them a little bit more bespoke to what you're working on in your golf swing. So for me, performance level as a golfer doesn't determine the level of support we give. The training experience does. So we got golfers and someone asked me, I was on a podcast a few weeks back, what's your biggest success at Dr. Golf? And my biggest success at Dr. Golf, not only are we, we servicing golfers around the world and when we go to sleep, they do our exercise and so on. But we had a golfer recently who's 81 years of age, joined us at COVID, and he beat his gross age around a really tough golf course here in the UK. So it's like, that for me is success, because we've helped someone who in their 80s really improve their golf and game. So to answer your question, no, your performance level doesn't determine where we start. What you're trying to achieve and your previous training history is who this the platform is for.
It sounds amazing. And listeners, once again, it's drgolfglobal.com. Go out. It's a really well put together website. Everything you could possibly need is right there. It's very easy to navigate. Doctor, from an entrepreneur, from a business perspective, obviously you're doing quite well. But I always like to ask individuals like yourself, what keeps you up at night right now? What really concerns you, or what do you wish you could get to with your service?
And what keeps me up at night is there's a golfer out there right now struggling to find, they want to get fitter. They want to improve their lifestyle. They don't feel great about themselves, but they want it to be golf related. There's hundreds of thousands of golfers up. There's a golfer out there right now who's looking directly for something like this and they can't find it. And that's my mission, really, to share this for as many golfers around the world as possible. Because what I'm passionate about is growing golf, ultimately, and keeping golfers in the game. So if we can increase your lifetime in golf by an extra year, that's success for me. and a motto. And I know Rory is very transparent, you know, about growing a golf, and I've got that sort of personal relationship with Rory. But something I keep saying, Rory's there to entertain him, and I'm going to be there to train him by the time Dr. Golf's finished. So that's the bit that I'm, when I'm in bed, lying awake, I'm like, how can I get this in front of that person who is based there that don't know about Dr. Golf? And that's, from an entrepreneurial perspective, that's what I'm constantly thinking about.
That is one of the more honest replies to that question I've received. And I think you hit on a few things there, that the big catchphrase is growing the game. Like you said, you're literally doing that. You're literally helping people play the game longer who otherwise may not have been able to if they didn't focus on fitness. And, you know, I would like to think that I'm, you know, I've got a lot of golf ahead of me. It's one of those things, though, where I can benefit from, like, I want to go and sign up for your program. So I want to go and figure this out, because it's one of those things where, yes, I live in a climate here in the Midwest in the US where I don't play golf all year round. And during the winter, I don't do anything really outside. So this is something that any golfer, and even on your website, you've got testimonials from a 12-year-old all the way up to a 73-year-old. You mentioned an 81-year-old. I mean, this spans the gamut, so to speak.
And it's exactly that, really. And you mentioned that you feel good, and hopefully it's not happened to you, by the way, but golfers can be injured without knowing it, because it's a it's high intensity, you know, it's explosive rotational movement. We can get away with things, see, and our body's very clever at adapting and managing pain and these different things. But one day you wake up, you're 51 years of age, you've got a little bit more income than you used to have, you're getting closer to retirement, you can't wait to play the best golf of your life, and your back goes. And then you're like, what am I going to now do for the next 20 years? So, and again, I'm not saying I can cure everything, but training, good exercise, consistency, good lifestyle gives you the best opportunity to increase your lifetime within golf. It's only going to give you the best chance. So for me, if there's something there that's available to do it, then we're almost crazy not to at least investigate, explore, and pick little bits out that I can do to help me, you know, stay in the game longer and improve as well.
Now, listeners, you've listened to me for a long time. You know, I'm, you know, I'm big on health and wellness. Look, if you're going to go out and spend $500, $600, $700 on a new driver, the best thing you could possibly do is invest in yourself and your health. Sign up for a program that is a fraction of that cost. Dr. Gold just laid everything out for you. Go in drgolfglobal.com, get started for free. You're going to see exactly what we're talking about. And doctor, before we let you go, what is one takeaway from today's conversation that you want our listeners to remember who might be on the fence? Should I try it or not?
I suppose one takeaway message, and again, I've thought about this a lot. I've got two young girls, a 2-year-old Evely and a 9-month-old Poppy. Something that's been very conscious in my mind in the last 2 years. Don't know where I picked it up from, and I'm sure it's somewhere on Instagram, but something I consistently think about is do something today that your future self is going to thank you for. Naturally, it aligns to getting fitter and improving your wellness, but I keep thinking when I'm in my 60s, 70s, I want to be fit, healthy, and as active as possibly I can with my family. That's a big motivator too. But do something today that your future self will thank you for.
Love it. Love it. Listeners, that's Dr. Zach Gould. Doctor, thanks so much for coming on. Once again, the website, drgolfglobal.com. Follow him all over social media. There it is right there on the screen, at Dr. Golf Global. Dr. Zach, let's do this again in the future.
Amazing. Thank you very much.